Steve Case, the chairman of the troubled media empire AOL Time Warner, said yesterday that he will resign in May. Case said his continued presence at the company had become a distraction. Some of the company's biggest shareholders have been trying to force Case from office for months, blaming him for the company's stock price slide. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did Case give any reason for his decision to step down?
Yeah, you know, when executives leave jobs like this, they often say they're going to spend time with their family or pursue other interests. Case was a lot more candid than that. He said this was a very difficult decision. He said he would have liked to be chairman, to have been chairman for years, but he said that shareholders are very unhappy with the performance of the company after the merger, and they would have waged a long fight that could only have hurt AOL Time Warner and brought the share price down even more. So he said, you know, rather than stick around and be a distraction, he decided to go.
How did Case come to be the target of so much stockholder antipathy?
Well, Steve Case is really the man who made AOL into the world's biggest online company. He's really a visionary. When he helped engineer the takeover of Time Warner, it was really seen as just an enormous coup for him personally. But the merger was troubled from the start. The AOL and Time Warner cultures never meshed very well. Internet advertising has fallen sharply. There's a government investigation into the way the company accounts for ad revenue. And the share price, which was as high as $50 at one point, fell to $8.70 this summer. A lot of shareholders, especially CNN founder Ted Turner, were saying that Case had arranged the merger without telling anyone about some of the problems the company faced, and they were ultimately able to drive him out.
What does his departure mean for the company?
Case was from the very beginning sort of a messiah of the new media at AOL Time Warner. He was very confident about the role that the internet would play in the company's future. And in the beginning, a lot of people thought it was just a natural thing that his vision would win out and he would become the leader of the company. Of course, that didn't work out, and the company has been moving back to sort of more traditional old media roots for some time. Case has also had some personal issues. He's had a very sick brother. So he has really been sidelined for some time, just marginalized, and this just finalizes that.
Will Case have any role at the company?
Yeah, he owns 35 million shares of stock of AOL Time Warner. He sits on the board. He's going to be co-chairman of the strategy committee. And he's just 44 years old, so he has some time to come back, to redeem himself, as it were. And the company can't ignore him. But he is just simply nowhere near the figure he was. It is quite a come down for him. The interesting thing is that now that he is gone, nearly all of the people who engineered the merger are gone. Robert Pittman, Gerald Levin, Barry Schuller, all have retired or left voluntarily. And the power at the company has really spread to other people, such as Richard Parsons, the chief executive. A lot of people have noted that when this merger first occurred in 2001, everyone was very taken in by the picture of this, you know, this new media upstart taking over the largest media, old media company in the world. But, you know, ultimately the old media side of AOL Time Warner has sort of reasserted itself.
Well, you'll probably go start a new company and be chairman of that.
Well, I'm sure he would like to see that.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.